This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Well, if you want next year's news today, you have found the place, InfoWars.com. If you go back to January 20th, 2017, myself and Roger Stone were live at the inauguration on the street and in a studio saying over and over again, Trump must launch a DOJ criminal investigation of illegal spying by the Obama campaign and by the Hillary campaign against President Trump. We said it over and over again, that illegal spying by the Hillary campaign through Obama's DOJ, NSA, CIA. And they even had, that very day, people like Chuck Schumer going, the intelligence community has seven ways from Sunday to get you. And we're going to punish you, and we're coming for you. And remember Brennan famously said 2 days before the inauguration to President Trump, you better watch your mouth. I mean, these are some of the most arrogant people that the world has ever seen. They are absolutely, totally, and completely arrogant and insane and out of their minds. And I'm going to recap all of it and roll through all of it. But the reason the media hates us and the reason the globalists have us targeted number one after Trump is they tune in and they hear what they know is really going on. And they say, how on earth do these people know all this? Well, we know how you guys operate. We know your history. We know your MO. We know you're very robotic about how you repeat the same things over and over again. And you guys are very badly disciplined. You go on print media, you go on TV media, you go on radio, and you blabber about what you're going to do to everybody. And then later, you think we have no memory, and you say you never did it. So we knew you were illegally spying on Trump, because that's what you do. You're a bunch of crooks. And you were continually having pieces of information that weren't leaked. They were being gleaned from wiretaps. They were being gleaned by electronic surveillance. And Trump knew that during the campaign. Trump knew that when he was president-elect. Trump had a consortium of paramilitary organizations and groups counter-surveilling all of you when you were spying on him. And man, did he set you up. He set you up so bad when you committed all those crimes and you perjured yourselves to Congress and you lied to everybody in the media. And that's why I want to cue this up first, and I've already played it twice. That's what Giuliani said on Fox News last week. He said, we're ready to tear you apart. You want to end this peacefully? Go ahead and stop now for the betterment of the country. But if you want us to tear you apart, we're going to tear you apart. That's not a threat. That's called an ultimatum. Here it is.
They should do it today. I mean, as soon as possible. I think that they have the facts from which they can write their report. If you're going to write a fair report, fine, write it. If you're going to write an unfair report, write it, and we will combat it. We're ready to rip it apart, and we're ready to rip them apart if that's what they want. We would rather peacefully settle this and get it over with.
Rudy Giuliani,
thank you.
Always great to see you. Thanks for coming.
It's really, really bad, folks. When we come back, I'm going to get into all of it. There's so much other news. The election in Venezuela of the dictator, if you believe that's a real election, I got a bridge I'll sell you. Their whole illegal spy network coming down. What's happening over in Hawaii? I meant to get to this Friday. Fox News covered it last night. NAACP leader said racially profiled But then the body cams released, the police officer's totally polite. Well, the NAACP leader went further. He made up a bunch of lies. So we're going to cover all that coming up as well.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's official. The DOJ has confirmed that the Inspector General is probing in a criminal investigation the Obama administration, the Hillary campaign, the head of the National Office of Security, the head of the CIA, the Director of National Intelligence. All of them are being criminally probed for the illegal spying on the Trump campaign when the president was just a candidate, when he was a nominee, when he was the president-elect, and they kept doing it even after he was president with their stay-behind networks inside the 17 agencies. And they also had human intelligence on the ground, not just the professor we exposed 5 days before anybody else, Halperin, but others. Going in and bringing up Russians and Russian influence at all these different public events when President Trump was a candidate, the nominee, president-elect, and then president. And over again, it comes out in all these meetings, they were rebuffed on being approached by the so-called Russian state or by people that claimed that they wanted to talk to them about the Russians. They followed everything by the book. So then they took the president-elect's national security advisor, who it's customary on January 20th, right after the president's sworn in, is handed the football, the codes. They go in and have emergency meetings. They're updated on the latest information. That's what Trump did that day. And then General Flynn began calling all the different world leaders to line up meetings with the president, which is what you do over the telephone. That's what you do. You reach out to Russia and China and Britain and Germany and Mexico and Canada and Australia and Japan. That's what you do default. And the media turned all that into a circus and tried to get Flynn to give a false statement to the FBI about something, even though there's nothing illegal there, but just trip him up and make him make a mistake. And so they ended up getting him, folks, with threats of not having his paperwork filled out on Turkey lobbying. That's really why Flynn just pled guilty. He said, fine, I'm not going to defend any of this. I haven't done anything wrong. You want to put me in prison for something? Just make it up and do it. And that's what happened. In the 4 years since he was the head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, he did lobbying. He went out and was a consultant. That's what retired generals do. And they went, oh, you might not have filled out an exact lobbying form right on this new regulation that came up in 2000, and 16. And he went, okay, no one's ever been charged with it. You don't even get fines for it. That's the type of stuff they've got on Flynn. So, and if you go to CNN, it's just all these crazy articles about how dare President Trump meanly call for a criminal investigation of Obama. And then now the Justice Department announced today that indeed it's a criminal investigation, and the mainstream corporate media has now gone into convulsions of fear. Because here's the deal. Clapper, the very arrogant criminal that told Congress twice under oath that the NSA spies on no one in the U.S. ever. Turns out Obama was already spying on Trump 5 years ago when Clapper made that statement. Trump was under full surveillance. This has all come out in the FISA court. And the FISA court's put out an emergency report last year to the president that's public that we covered. Remember, Nunes called it the FISA memo, and then he put out his report based on that? And the FISA memo lays out three instances where they illegally lied to get fake warrants to cover previous criminal investigations that were going on without warrants illegally. It's called parallel construction. Why do you think Mueller's subpoenaing now 8 different Trump associates just last week and grabbing them off the street and interrogating them and then demanding all their emails and correspondence? They already have it from the Senate committee that investigated Stone. They already have it from the House committee, but they're having to parallel construct it because they already illegally have it. That's all been confirmed, so they have to now act like they got it from somebody else to try to use that in court against Stone. Even though there's nothing illegal there, they just want to try to find something that doesn't 100% match up. So that is the point that we have gotten to in this country, where there is a criminal investigation that has been opened up, rightfully so, by the Office of the Inspector General, not under the control of the president of the country, Rosenstein, and his deputy, the most dangerous man in America, the rogue attorney general, who is completely compromised and involved in the dereliction of duty. But the Inspector General is doing his job and following the president's directive and has now launched a criminal investigation of Obama and of the Hillary campaign. And we already have them. We already have Obama to the New York Times on January 8th, 9th, and 10th of 2017 saying, don't worry, we're going to bring Trump down. We've got the data. We've been monitoring him and his campaign. We know they did wrong. We know they're in bed with the Russians and others, and we're going to bring Trump down. That was put in the New York Times to go, look, the president, still sitting, says Trump's a criminal, he's a Russian. So that people in the CIA, the FBI, the NSA would go, okay, we'll keep spying on him. We'll stay in where we are. We'll refuse his orders. And they came to him. This was even in the news and said, do not follow the president's orders if he gets in. He'll be gone within a few months. Then a few months pass. He wasn't gone. Then Brennan and Clapper go on CNN and say, he will be gone by November, guaranteed. And then Will Pulitzer goes, you mean impeachment? And they said, no, extrajudicially. And Blitzer goes, wow, because this is the former head of the CIA and former head of national intelligence. And so they know this is speaking for the shadow government that Obama and John McCain were heading up. And so he took it like, wow, this is amazing. Just hold on to your places. We're going to beat them. Hold on, so everything's PR, suing Trump, suing me, saying Trump's a liar, saying the economy's falling apart, saying all of this, saying that mainstream, you know, media's winning is meant to make their people hold on in an impossible situation while they try to dig something up to remove Trump, but then they came up empty-handed. So they are now in 1,000,000,000% panic mode. And when Trump keeps saying this is bigger than Watergate, it's true. That's why Clapper, famous perjurer, is saying that Trump's tweets are disturbing assault on Justice Department's independence. The Justice Department is under the executive and the president. The Justice Department has become rogue to the globalist. The Justice Department is running around with only a few people, Clinton and Obama stay-behinds, that are acting outside of their authority and have the mainstream media saying it'll be this giant faux pas, this giant era of justice, this mafia criminal activity if Trump does anything to these people who are completely rogue, raiding his lawyer, leaking everything to the media, telling all these lies, going on TV saying the president better watch his mouth. But you can see the megalomania is draining out of their faces. They're now white as ghosts. They're now white as a sheet. As all of their criminal activity and the fact that Trump knew even during the campaign, when he wasn't doing illegal spying, he was doing counter-surveillance, legal surveillance of his communications and his systems, and they knew they were being followed, tracked, watched, and attempted infiltrated. You've been set up, Obama.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give to the library, to give to your church. Get them right now at killinguncleSamBook.com. killinguncleSamBook.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
From the former United States of America, from deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones. Here I come again now,
baby, like a dog. A lot has gone on in the last year and a half since President Trump got into office. But when Trump talks about this being a scandal bigger than Watergate, a second-rate failed burglary spying on the psychiatrist of the Democrat nominee that Nixon was never even proven to have been running brought him down. On the case of this whole Russiagate situation, Obama was illegally spying on Trump, and Hillary was illegal spying on Trump throughout the campaign. Trump was under NSA surveillance since 2010. The FBI is now admitting all of this. So that's the big takeaway. Quantifying this. The FBI is now confirming there was illegal spying, monitoring, whatever you want to call it. The old terms wiretapping, but also physical infiltration, physical spying to track what the Trump campaign was doing. And to know what their next move would be politically, and they use the Russia investigation as the smokescreen for the major criminal political meddling that dwarfs anything we've ever seen in a fascist country or a third world banana republic. And that's the big takeaway here, that Obama and Hillary and all the Clapper and Brennan were so arrogant they thought they'd spy on him illegally and beat him. Then when they failed, they panicked. So they went public with their fake Russia investigation and hoped to find something that the public would buy. They came up empty-handed, and the whole time, Trump knew what was going on and was giving them rope when they testified before Congress. Mueller, Comey, Clapper, Brennan, Hayden. They are in deep, deep trouble. And so now, the FBI, the Justice Department are like, okay, there was an operation going back into the early days of the campaign, Operation Crossfire Hurricane. And they're saying national security, you cannot release it to the House and Senate intelligence committees, who have the highest security clearances. They're saying Rosenstein and all the rest of these people are saying, do not give this to Congress. And so Trump says, checkmate. The president is the final arbiter of what is classified and what isn't. Under the Constitution, the president could go meet with the Russians, the Chinese, anybody, and give them the launch codes. Now, it'd be up to Congress to impeach him over that, but the point is, they've got the power to at least execute that. That's how Obama sold us out to foreign powers. That's how he opened the borders. So we first reported on Operation Crossfire Hurricane. We first reported on Professor Halperin, Stefan Halperin. We first reported on all of it. We first reported on 8 Trump associates grabbed last week. You won't hear about it for days because the media is so dutiful, they've got to wait till they hear from John Podesta and Hillary and Mueller, who are still in charge of the media. And when they decide what to do, you will then hear the new talking point. There's no filter here, folks. There's no filter here. By the way, Roger Stone talked to a high-level economist in the White House. I'm sure a lot of you can guess. A high-level economist that Roger was very supportive of for the new job of the economic head, economic czar. And guess, ladies and gentlemen, what an individual told Roger last week. When the new quarterly numbers come out, right now it's estimated to be at 4 to 4.1. What are the Democrats going to do when that comes out? They are going to crap their collective big boy pants. You can feel the tide turn, folks. It's turned. Trump's winning. America's winning. We're winning. Here's the problem. For those of us on the front lines, like myself, they are coming for us. But it's a necessary sacrifice. Pawn sacrifice is what it's all about. It's called a gambit. It's called stratagem. It's called victory. And I believe InfoWars will make it through this even stronger. But know this. It's the path I've chosen. And so I'm a winner one way or the other. I want that clear. They're not taking my victory away from me if they kill me or shut me up or put me in prison or bankrupt us or whatever and then going, oh, look, we beat him. No, I'm taking you down. I have chosen this kamikaze attack. So let's get that straight, globalist. These people are such sociopaths, though. They're so self-centered. They think I'm like them. I'll never be like you. I'm about destiny. I'm about changing the world. I'm about my life really meaning something for good. That's the value. That's what I want. So, why are we under attack? I've got to get more crew in here just to be archivist. We probably said, I'm not going to exaggerate, 500 times that it was illegal spying, laid it all out, who did it, how they ran it, and that it was totally illegal. And it's all come out now exactly as we said. Roger Stone, myself, everybody else. Roger has personally told the president over and over and over and over and over again. I've told him several times, Mr. President, they illegally spied on you during the campaign. They've been caught lying and perjuring themselves. Brennan has perjured himself. Clapper has done it before Congress. So has Comey. All of them have committed massive crimes. You've got to go after them. You've got to go after them. This is the key. Why do you think you then saw probably 10,000 news articles saying, we've got to keep Alex Jones away from the president? In fact, can we pull that up? It's even in that article. We've got CNN and MSNBC video clips coming up. We're going to find them. Just type it into YouTube yourself. CNN claims Trump's source on the wiretapping is Alex Jones. It's Anderson Cooper and Rachel Maddow, both. All immoralized, saying that the source that the president got was us because they're listening to him at the time and they had moles and knew he was hearing it from me and Roger Stone. But it wasn't. I wasn't the source. Reality was the source. Eric Prince was the source. Sitcom was the source. Why do you think Trump would hear stuff I'd say and just go with it? Because he's already been told that by the Pentagon. Go after them. 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 They're illegally spying on you. The whole campaign. They're trying to sabotage everything. And then every time Trump would talk to me or Roger Stone, that's all we start telling him. Just don't worry about this, sir. Great. Thank you. They're coming after you. They're coming after you. They're spying on you. So, they're in trouble, folks. This is way beyond Watergate. There is now a criminal investigation by the DOJ. The area not controlled by Rosenstein and the Attorney General, the Inspector General that's truly independent in the Justice Department, and all the Inspector General's doing is finding massive crimes and lies and fraud, and the whole stinking rat's nest is now being exposed, and it is going to get spectacular. But here's the problem. The globalists are going to false flag. They're going to pull big stuff. You know it. This is the time to be totally vigilant. Maximum vigilance right now. over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm not going to speak for hours, just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
So, if you just joined us, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, listeners, for praying. Thank you for being politically active. Thank you for spreading the word. A year and a half later, after President Trump got into office, everything is turning around. directly from a White House meeting with Kudlow. They're looking at the beginning of the next quarter when the numbers come in. Currently, when they release the new quarterly numbers, when is that, like a month or so? 4%. And it's surging so fast, they think it might be 4.2, but they're concerned about inflation now, which you see starting to rear its ugly head, because the economy was so stalled. Now it's heating up. What are the Democrats going to do there? Remember Obama? What are you going to do, Trump? Wave a magic wand? No, I'm just going to take the bowling ball off our leg. I'm just going to tell companies that we're not going to let them have tax exemption if they're overseas. And we're going to penalize them, and they're going to start coming back. And Trump's reasonable. He just says, listen, bring 20% back, or I'm going to break your legs. That's all he's been doing is saying, give us something. He's not anti-American. He's pragmatic. He's like, why are the globalists so against America? Because they're allied with the communist Chinese and authoritarians, and they hate this country. I'm going to get into that coming up. But what Giuliani says, you go ahead and file your fake report. We're going to tear you apart. You want to fix this peacefully? Stop now. But if you don't, he starts laughing and says, we're going to tear you apart. And that isn't an empty threat. They are loaded for bear. Now, let me show you a document Kim shot for TV viewers, radio listeners. I'll read over this. Some articles going back to April and March of last year, 2017. And can you imagine the amount of pressure and heat we took and why they hate us so much that we didn't just tell you how they were being illegally spied on? Where do you think our sources came from? I mean, this is known by the establishment, so I'll go ahead and tell you. It came from the U.S. Army, the Marine Corps, Defense Intelligence, who have access to all the stuff that was going on, because the military has even more access to everything than the mainline agencies do. And they're watching Obama and the globalists in live time with communist Chinese money trying to stop the recovery of the nation. And by the recovery, it's like the globalists fumbled and we got the ball back. We haven't won the game yet, but we've recovered the ball. And now we're gone through the first quarter. We're halfway to the second quarter and we're 43-7. But if they kill our quarterback, we're going to be in trouble. So let's not start getting too excited here before the big halftime coming up, 2018. That's the real halftime. Trump gets back in 2020, it'll be like legacy teams that win 3 Super Bowls in a row, in my view. But if we don't get to that next level, we are screwed, blued, and tattooed. So, let's go back to these documents. NSA documents prove surveillance of Donald Trump and his family. We didn't just tell you it was going on. We had feds leak this to us directly, exclusively. Zero coverage in mainstream media. Actual DEA-NSA interfaces. Guess who's being surveilled? Alex Jones, Donald Trump. We're all listed here. Private addresses, private phone numbers. Homes that are in trust, everything, all right here. Zero, 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 zero coverage. You think the folks that leaked this to us just did this because they want to have a little bit of fun? They risk their lives doing it, ladies and gentlemen. So, yeah, that's what InfoWars does. That's why they're coming after us, because we will stick it to them every time. We will do it because I fear Soros being in full control. I don't do this because I'm not afraid at a certain level. I'm afraid of them winning. They're so bad that I have no fear of what happens to me. Is that clear? And I keep going back to this. You understand why we're under attack. Because we are the tip of the spear. Why they demonize us? Why they lie about us? Why they come after us? Because we're telling the truth. Another document. The Hill. Roger Stone claims secret warrant led the discovery of his contact with hacker report. That's The Hill, March 15th. And, of course, it came out there were three illegal warrants, just as Stone had said. Stone wasn't just theorizing on this. He knew. Another one, the Politico. Roger Stone convinced Obama administration got FISA warrant to monitor him. April of the same time. Here's another one. Reuters exclusive. U.S. agents to cover up program use investigate Americans. Reuters. Inquiry by CIA affirms it spied on Senate panel. Bombshell. Obama's NSA illegally spied on Sheriff Arpaio's prosecution. And now they admit they spied on his chairman, they spied on his lawyer, Mueller did, lied about it to Congress. That's next level, isn't it? So truly, we're next year's news today, but that's a side issue. Now there's a criminal investigation. Now they're closing in by the Inspector General of the illegal spying, which is cut and dry, and all the perjury and all of it. And we've reached the maximum moment of danger because who knows what the globalists are going to do now to try to stop all this. Everybody should be praying hourly that we make it through this critical time because the enemy is cornered. They've committed incredible crimes, and now they don't know what to do. Their arrogance, their bravado, their chutzpah is draining away, and now they are white as sheets. Now, here they are, 2017, claiming the president heard from InfoWars he was being illegally spied on, which is true, but the president already knew it. Here it is. Clip not ready? We were going to play that. Oh, God. Oh, it's unbelievable. These computers, I tell you, they just get crazier and crazier. It's like certain clips I want, I cannot have. There's like 50 clips of MSNBC, CNN, NPR, Young Turks making fun of me, saying that there's no wiretapping, no spying. I'm wrong. I made it up. And I cannot find them if I had $1 billion. There are articles on InfoWars.com about it when we wrote about it at the time. But we cannot report on ourselves. It's like a black hole vacuum system where no matter how hard I try, I cannot have it. But you know what? You remember. You remember we told you exactly. You remember we broke it all down. You remember. And you know, for my own neurotic need and also for history, I haven't made a film in 6-7 years. I keep saying I'm going to make one. Zach had a great idea. Make a film about all the illegal spying, because it's 50 times bigger than Watergate, and this is really bringing down the deep state, and is so historical, and exposing all their criminal activity, and is really a beautiful moment for everybody. So we'll see if I can go back there like I wanted to, and get the clip. There's a bunch of clips, and we're going to see, or I should just suspend the show until I have them. We'll go to rebroadcast until I have those clips. I'm not mad. I'm actually very excited. It's just that at a certain point, you gotta have what you gotta have when you gotta have it. Like the 500 clips of Roger Stone saying the same thing.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
So, if you want to know why they hate us, if you want to know why they're always trying to shut InfoWars down, it's because even Fox, other than a few of their hosts, are cowards. And they will not go on air with all this stuff. You've heard Sean Hannity for a year saying they illegally spied on the president because it's been confirmed for a year. And they call him a conspiracy theorist and George Soros a tax demon. They have boycotts, want to take him off the air. Because they've committed serious crimes. And they're getting caught doing it. So what? Here's a report from early 2017 with Anderson Cooper. There's an InfoWars.com article that accompanies. We can put that on screen, so later I'll give you the actual date. where they're saying that the president got all this from InfoWars. No, he didn't get it from InfoWars. He got it from the Pentagon, snot nose. And he got it from the documents that we published as well. So here's that report.
This reminds me of the scene in Annie Hall where two people are talking about Marshall McLuhan's work, and Woody Allen gets annoyed and says, you know what, I just happen to have Marshall McLuhan right here. So we're very glad we happen to have the reporter who wrote the story that is being quoted now by Sean Spicer. I want to get your reaction to what we just heard. What do you make of the White House citing your article as part of the evidence?
I mean, it's getting bizarre at this point because we've said it very clearly, and I said on your show, that that's not what the story said. Anybody can read the story and see that's not what it said. And so there's this bizarre circular thing happening where the president cites a theory that he was wiretapped, which developed on the kind of fringe right-wing media. And then after his tweet storm, InfoWars then started saying, well, look, it was the New York Times that reported it, citing our story, misreading our story. And now, a few weeks later, the White House and the president are citing InfoWars. So they've got one kind of bizarre right-wing fringe theory to defend another bizarre right-wing fringe theory, both of which there's no evidence to support.
And just to be clear, there is...
Let's stop right there.
If I'm wrong.
Notice how they try to look so smug, so confident, where you look at the camera and you go, they claim the moon is made of rock, but really it's made of cheese. It's ridiculous how extreme and right-wing they are claiming the moon is made of rock when everyone knows it's made of the finest green Swiss cheese. And the little Martians fly by and get scoops of it and go back to Mars and feed it to their little baby Martians. And then Alex Jones claims that the sky is blue and that water is wet. We all know that's not true here at CNN. It's just bizarre. And then they do this over and over and over and over again, this huge confidence game, hoping you don't have any memory. Let's finish up with the clip. Here it is.
Absolutely nothing whatsoever in your reporting in the New York Times that indicates President Obama wiretapped or ordered wiretapping of then-candidate Trump, correct?
Nothing. I mean, if we knew that, that is a fantastic story. That we would be rushing it. I would not be sitting here with you. I'd be home writing it or out reporting it. We said that there were intercepted communications. In subsequent reporting, we've said that these communications were Russians talking to each other about contacts.
Let's stop there. Oh, we said there were intercepted communications. No. You had 6 months before Trump even got the nomination, you had your operation going full steam, and we even know the name of it. And we even know the spies that you tried to put into the Trump campaign to plant Russian collusion. Operation Crossfire Hurricane and Stefan Halperin, and the list is just going to grow. And grow, and grow, and grow, and grow, and grow. So, there's a criminal investigation of this. They've been caught doing it. The FBI admits it was going on. I should just open the whole broadcast up with this. The FBI now admits that they were illegally spying on the Trump campaign under orders from President Barack Hussein Obama. And that they lied to Congress. And that they lied under oath, and that they lied to the court to get the fake warrants to parallel construct illegal investigations that were already going on. So, ding dong, the witch is dead, the witch, oh witch, the witch, witch, ding dong, the wicked witch is dead. But that doesn't mean that's going to happen yet. Because the media is going to try to confuse this and manipulate this where people that aren't paying attention won't know what's going on. Or people that don't care that they've been told thousands and 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 thousands of times that there was no spying and it's totally insane when they were all involved. The New York Times bragged in early January that they were spying on Trump, that they were working with the people spying on him, that Obama was spying on him, and that they had the dirt, they had the proof. So they could then confidently tell federal bureaucrats, don't worry, we know he's a Russian agent. Don't do what he says. He'll be out before he's even inaugurated. Then he'll be out in a few months. Then he'll be out by the end of 2017. We're going to kill this guy. Remember they started having deputy director of the FBI and CIA, he'd been both, Mudd, go on CNN and say, we're just going to kill this president. The guy was down at Foddy Bog and we're getting ready to kill him. And the same week, you got Brennan and Clapper on TV going, we're going to take him out. What do you mean? Impeachment? No, he'll just be gone in 2 months. You watch. Because they're all going to prison if they don't get Trump out. So they keep running this con game. He's mentally ill. He's going to die. He's going to be out. All the TV shows hitting. All the programs hitting. They all say horrible things. Trying to tank the economy. Trying to get somebody to make a move. Trying to find something. But every day that passes, they're losing their people in government. Every day that passes, mainstream media is losing its ratings and falling apart and killing itself. And the NFL tried to kill Trump and the relaunch of America. So it's falling apart. And Hollywood's down 30-40%. They're falling apart because they tried to take down Trump. And almost every Netflix show is anti-American, anti-Trump, and that's not working. They've weaponized the schools, and they've got Mueller going after him, raiding his lawyer, and all this criminal stuff, illegally spying and telling Congress they didn't do it. And you've got Mueller's former deputy director saying the government's going to kill this guy, all as a confidence act to their criminal stay-behind networks to make them all think everything is going to be okay. So they stay at the job and keep prosecuting their operations. This is how criminal psychology works. It's all a big con game. It's all a manipulation. It's not straight shooting. It's not real work. It's not actually knowing what you're doing. It's not actually delivering. It's all flim-flam. You ever been around L.A. and all the fake people that have now moved to Austin? They work about one day a week. They're all talk. They're all imaginary. They all run around trying to create conspiracies against people. That's the way D.C. is. And Trump's coming in. A construction foreman. He's coming in somebody that's all about OCD, getting it done. OCD being a winner. OCD. He's obsessive compulsive about winning and about not having a bunch of destabilization and a bunch of garbage. Trump knows you take over with success. You take over with delivering and people wanting to be Americana. And Americana is coming back. And all you idiots that bet against America. And all you idiots that sat there and bet against InfoWars and bet against Trump and bet against it all. You people are selling tyranny, something other folks don't want. You understand that? And so your system's in trouble and you'll never win. And I'm not just up here like a con man like CNN saying, oh, we're going to win. Oh, we're unstoppable. I'm up here with a track record proving it. And you know that. And that's why you're so incredibly scared. Now, it doesn't mean Soros and Hillary aren't suing us. Doesn't mean they're not trying to shut us down. Doesn't mean they're not running dirty tricks and trying to destroy my family. We need your prayers, number one, and we need you to spread the articles and the videos and the information of the four winds and to take action. But they are caught in criminal activity. Their whole network is beginning to come down. And right now is the moment of maximum danger. So that's what it comes down to. And, of course, financial support. But I mean, what's the point of plugging at the end of every hour anyways? I don't even listen to the end of the hour. They tune out the first of the hour. Just, no one cares anymore. I mean, at least people that are in the know don't care. They don't realize that we're this close to winning, we're this close to losing. I mean, this is a total war against control freak scum, ladies and gentlemen. And if the American people just put out a little bit more energy, standing up to the bureaucrats, standing up to the intimidation, standing up to the garbage, we would turn the tide incredibly well. But they've created a mesmerized TV head world of people who just can't get themselves out of the box. But there's still a minority of awake, focused, dedicated people that are able to turn it around. So you just saw the video from early March 2017, CNN attacking me, saying I said there was an illegal spy operation against Trump and against his campaign. And now all in triplicate, confirmed by the FBI. Boom! In your face, down your throat, right again. That's why you hate us. We're not going away. We're going to kick your ass, New World Order.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.